The angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative has also conceived a child in her old age. And she who was unable to conceive, who was barren, is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible in God." Mary replied, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Holy One. May it be done to me according to your word." And so a very warm welcome to this second meditation in our series of Advent meditations, which we've named Birthing Compassion. And before I begin, I would just like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land where I'm sitting, the Widjabawabal people of the Bundjalung Nation. And I invite you now to recall the land upon whose, from which you joined this meditation today. And so today, this second meditation is called, "May it be done to me, may it be done to us." And as many of you have joined these meditations before, know well that Kerry has written these meditations as a way of nurturing our contemplative practice, in a way to prepare us for the gift of contemplation. The meditations are guided over 50 minutes, and you're invited to stay with the movement of the word unfolding, simply allowing it to resound in your heart. And if you become distracted, we invite you to return to the last word or breath that you recall, but not to force your return, but to trust that you will return to exactly where you are called to be, and that the next breath or the next word will carry you deeper into some place that you are meant to be. And Susanna Payne will conclude with a sung blessing. Recordings of the meditation, as many of you will know, are found on Kerry's website, Contemplatio, but also the text of the meditation. So hopefully, knowing that the text is available, you can freely flow with the meditation now. And I will endeavour to speak very clearly for those of you who have very kindly contacted me last week. And so, let us now prepare our bodies. I invite you to get comfortable. And to settle in the way that you know from your own practice. We'll still your mind, your body, and your heart. And on this second week, with such a beautiful sense of us forming a Rahamim, a communal womb of compassion. We again open the eye of our heart and expand our awareness out to each other's hearts, beholding and holding our communion in oneing love with one another. And we become attentive to the sacred land, this sacred land, Australia, to the hallowed land of all continents and islands, and to the soul of the earth, and to our heart center, Uluru. And we hold this expansive awareness as we center within. And gently, we feel our yearning for the fullness of love to flow freely. We yield into our longing. We breathe into the stillness. We feel allured by our beloved's desire. And we turn into the finest point of our knitting and oneing within the ground of our heart. And we continuously surrender into the passion of our desire for God, the potential of our emptiness, the depthless expansiveness of our receptivity. we sense the reverberations of our oneing pouring out throughout the noosphere. Grace calming, gentling, returning us to our natural harmony, creating a stronger, more stable field of fertile, luminous silence. We know we can trust this field of love. We know the Holy Spirit has come, is coming, and will come upon us, within us, and amongst us. as an open, receptive womb of compassion. We sensitize to the Holy Spirit breathing in and through us. We feel the overshadowing of the one who is highest, most whole, most holy, the one who is love. Love is overshadowing, enfolding, enshrouding, wrapping, enveloping, embracing, enclosing, infusing, saturating, suffusing, imbuing, drawing us into a communal indwelling. We sense the overshadowing of Mary, the overshadowing of creation, the overshadowing of earth, the overshadowing of each one of us, personally and communally. This one beautiful overshadowing makes us fertile, fecund, pregnant with divine life. We feel the love in the pronoun I. And we feel the love in the pronoun we. Still, we also know the intense pain of our barrenness, the dryness, the fear, the regrets, the anguish. We weep for ourselves and with all those unable to give birth. We grieve for the limits of our mothering, of our fathering, for the perceived constraints on our capacity to give life. We weep and we soften and we yield. and graciously, right in the midst of all this pain, love's overshadowing, tenderly shades, calms and soothes, drawing us into a deep sense of repose, into a tranquil stillness, into the delicacy of the intimacy of mutually indwelling. Love conceives love. Compassion conceives compassion. Mercy conceives mercy. Our conscious awareness continues to dissolve. We behold, and all there is love. In the silence, our hearts pour out in harmony, expressing a symphony of creation's longing. Be it. May it be done to me. May it be done to us. May your desire come to fullness in us, beloved one. May we be your womb of compassion, holding the Christ in this beautiful world.
When love is found and hope comes home, sing and be glad that two are one. When love explodes and fills the sky, praise God and share our Maker's joy. When love is tried as loved ones change, hold still to hope, though all seems strange, till ease returns and love grows wise through listening ears and opened eyes. When love is torn and trust betrayed, praise strength to love till torments fade, till lovers keep no score of wrong, but here through pain love's Easter song. Praise God for love, praise God for life, in age or youth, in calm or strife, lift up your hearts, let love be fed through death and